So while practicing, we made some failures. So how to keep our determination and move onwards despite those failures? We are defined not by how we fall, but how we rise. Falls are going to happen, but they don't define us. We are defined by how we rise and move. See, if you consider our consciousness, if our material desires might be there, maybe lust or greed or anger, whatever it is. See, if our consciousness is at this level, then within that, sometimes there are spikes. Spikes means like you have electricity waveform, sometimes the electricity only goes up, spike is there. So we may need a spike guard on your computer to protect the delicate devices from those spikes. So like that, there are spikes in our consciousness. And when the spikes come, it appears as if, you know, resisting the temptation is impossible. Now, when the spikes come, there are two things we need to know. First of all, the spike is not going to last forever. Although at that time it appears, you know, how long can I keep fighting this? It's just going to go on and on and on. And it's, how long can I keep fighting this? Better let me succumb now. So we may think that, okay, eventually I cannot keep fighting on, so let me succumb. But it's not like that. No, sometimes we use the idea of a war against temptation, a spiritual war or a war against temptation. So you may think, okay, that enemy is so powerful and I am so weak. Anyway, I'm not going to win. So why keep fighting? But let me be defeated now only. But actually, we should understand that the war against temptation is not like a conventional war of one enemy against another enemy. It's more like weightlifting. See, when I lift a weight, I know that I'm not going to be able to lift the weight for the rest of my life. But that doesn't mean I should immediately put it down. Isn't it? As long as I can hold on, that much my muscles are being exercised. So like that, when the spike comes, the illusion is to think that this is the kind of agitation I'm going to face lifelong. And then we just give up immediately. But actually the spikes in the desires don't last for very long. If you can just endure it during that phase, the desire will go away. So that's the first thing. So to this, if we can remember that the spikes are not going to last forever, we will tolerate when they come. And that's how our fall itself will become lesser. But secondly, even if we fall, even if we slip and fall, what we should know is that, what do we do after that? After that, see, what happens is, the mind plays a very dangerous double role. What is the double role? First it tells us, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And then after we do it, you are a fool, why did you do it? Why did you do it? Why did you do it? Why did it just beats us up? Now we may think, yeah, you know, actually I am repenting, I am feeling guilty, it's good. Yes, repentance is good, but repentance should raise our consciousness towards Krishna. If we are simply beating ourselves up, why did I do that, then what is happening? In both cases, we are simply mind conscious. First the mind said, do it, and afterwards it said, why did you do it? In both cases, we are simply listening to the mind. And if we are mind conscious, then next time the spike comes, the mind will again catch us. So we have to move from being mind conscious to being Krishna conscious. So okay, I did something wrong, fine. And even the later, fine is not that it's good, but okay, it's over now. Now I have an opportunity to be Krishna conscious. So now, so that spike has come, maybe again after a few days or after some time the spike is going to come. But what do I do in the intermediate period? If at that time also I am still mind conscious, beating myself up, then I will be totally vulnerable when the spike comes again. But if in the intermediate period I think, okay, this happened, but still I have an opportunity to practice bhakti. It is not that Krishna has left my heart and gone away. Krishna never does that. So, you know, there is nothing that we can ever do which can make Krishna stop loving us. There is nothing that we can ever do which can make Krishna stop loving us. Krishna always loves us no matter what we do. So knowing that, we still have the opportunity to do chant Hare Krishna, we still have the opportunity to practice bhakti. We start diligently practicing bhakti. And if we diligently practice bhakti, then that is making us spiritually stronger. And next time when the spike comes, we'll be better equipped to deal with it. Even if next time also we fall. But still, if we keep practicing bhakti, gradually the odds will shift. See, as long as we are listening to the mind, we are making the mind stronger and ourselves weaker. And sometimes the mind speaks so forcefully that it appears as if it's impossible to resist. But most of the time, it's not that the mind is terribly agitating us. So, when the mind's agitation is not very bad, at that time we focus on Krishna. Then what is happening? The mind is so powerful right now, or say lust or anger or greed, whatever it is, so powerful right now, and we are weak right now. And if we keep hearing the mind, then we will never become stronger. The mind will keep becoming stronger. The selfish desires, whatever it is there in the mind, they will keep becoming stronger. But if we, okay, whatever happens during the spikes, in the remaining time, I will keep hearing Krishna. I will diligently practice bhakti. I will engage in constructive activities. And what is happening? We are becoming stronger, 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 stronger. And the less we hear the mind also starts becoming weaker. And then eventually the odds will shift. And we will be able to deal with it. So when falls happen, we never lose till we lose hope. We never lose till we lose hope in the battle against the mind. And that's why the mind, what it does is, first it makes us lose and then it makes us lose hope. You are good for nothing. You are a fallen person and you are going to stay fallen, so better fall down more now. So rather than succumbing to the mind like that, okay, whatever happens during those spikes, what do I do during the remaining times? That is more important. And if you keep practicing bhakti diligently, we will ourselves become strong enough to resist the spikes. Does it answer your question?